Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
This morning we talk with Marika McCullough, bookseller in the kids department at the new Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs. She has our book list and has traveled around the literary globe to collect these tomes. After spending lots of time reading lots of books, she comes to us this morning with a terrific list, and it's great to have her on the program. Marika, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, you've been on the program before, representing another wonderful independent bookstore in our area, and now you are at the brand new Northshire Bookstore, which just opened in Saratoga Springs. They, of course, still have their location in Manchester Center, Vermont. Things are going well at the new space.
It is absolutely wonderful, and it feels like a younger sibling store. We have all the nooks and crannies that you find out in Manchester, but it still has a slightly different flair.
That's great. So you're having fun.
I love it.
Good stuff. Excellent. So where would you like to begin?
I'm going
to
start with a book, Killer of Enemies, by Joseph Bruschak, who's actually a local author. He's having an event with us at Northshire Saratoga on Saturday, September 21st at 3 p.m. It is a post-apocalyptic book in which genetically modified monsters have taken over areas of the United States, and a teen girl has to work to protect her family by hunting down these monsters. She draws on Apache legends to help her in her work and realizes that she has some similarities to the Apache Killer of Enemies. It's great for people who enjoyed fast-paced and thrilling books like The Hunger Games and the Maximum Ride series.
I'm a big fan of Joe Bruschak. He's a wonderful storyteller and a wonderful writer, and this is the latest. It's Killer of Enemies, and so the event is when?
It is on Saturday, September 21st at 3 p.m.
3 o'clock, and again, northshire.com, and you can find out more information about that event. All right.
All right, so then we have a picture book called Sophie's Squash by Pat Miller, and this is a great fall picture book about a little girl who finds a squash at the farmer's market and falls in love with it and uses it as her playmate and doll, and she will not let her mother cook it. But eventually, the squash starts to go a little spotty and soft, and she realizes she's going to have to do something with it. So she puts it to bed in the garden. And in the spring, there's a little surprise for her. It's just a sweet fall picture book.
Does the from what I see, the squash doesn't talk in the book.
No, it's
just
very
smiles.
Realistic.
Yes, just has a face on it, and but no. Right. Okay, good. That's good. I didn't want talking squash. It's Sophie's Squash. It's a beautiful book, and that is now out. And excellent. All right.
Next one is Odd Duck, which is written by Cecile Castellucci and illustrated by Sarah Varin. It's sort of a hybrid picture book graphic novel, so great for picture book readers who can sit through a long story, or good for beginning readers as well. And it's about a very tidy duck who's a little bit strange, and then a really odd neighbor who makes crazy sculptures moves in next door, and she doesn't know if they can be friends. But slowly they come to realize that they're both just a little odd, and it's a great story of friendship.
And it's divided into chapters, which is interesting, as you mentioned, both with the both a traditional picture book as well as the graphic novel. But it's the words seem rather easy and fun to read. And
right. So read really alone cool. Probably for ages 7 to 9, but read with a parent for maybe ages 5 to 6.
It's called Odd Duck by Cecile Castellucci and Sarah Varin. Very cool. Nice looking book.
The next one is a graphic novel called The Lost Boy by Greg Ruth, and these illustrations are absolutely stunning. They're beautifully done ink paintings, and it's this creepy, great book for Halloween.
Whoa.
And it's about a lost boy who disappeared 50 years ago, leaving only cassette tapes behind. And when Nate finds these tapes, he's intrigued. He wants to know what happened to this boy. And together with his...
What's a cassette?
Together with his friend Tabitha, they kind of venture into the woods to discover what's going on. And it's dark and strange with moving toys and people who know more than they're telling and trees that come to life.
Look at this. That's a great picture of an owl. The illustrations are beautiful.
The illustrations are absolutely gorgeous. This is really a work of art.
It is The Lost Boy by Greg Ruth, and it is published by an imprint of Scholastic. Beautiful stuff.
The next one is Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made by Stephen Pastis, who does the Pearls Before Swine comic strip. And this is a hysterical book. It's like Calvin and Hobbes, if Calvin were dense and Hobbes were a seal-obsessed polar bear. Together, they run the detective agency Total Failure Incorporated, because Total is the name of his polar bear. And despite the name of the agency, they promise you they will not fail. However, Timmy is not necessarily the greatest detective in the world. It's in a diary style with great little cartoons and drawings. So if you enjoy Diary of Wimpy Kid, this is even better. It's funnier, and it's got, I even think, literary merit. So absolutely hysterical.
It is. When you look at it, it seems as though it is, a knockoff, if you will, of Diary of a Wimpy Kid. But there, Jeff Kinney, the author of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, says that this is a winner and gives us right on the top. So that saves it.
Yeah, there's definitely, I think, original story matter in place. And there, you can read it on two levels. You can read it for the humor, or you can read it for also the relationship between Timmy and his single mother, who's just trying to get by. So it really functions on multiple levels. And I think it would also be a great read aloud with a parent.
Timmy Failure, Mistakes Were Made.
The next one is also a graphic novel. I'm a big fan of graphic novels. This is Jane, the Fox, and Me by Fanny Britt and illustrated by Isabel Arsenault. And Arsenault is an incredible illustrator. The book is illustrated in black and white with just touches of color. And it's about a girl, Helen, who is bullied at school. And she kind of escapes into the world of Jane Eyre. But when her class goes away on a trip to an overnight camping trip, she's just worried that things are going to get even worse. But while she's there, a few things happen, and she comes to realize that she can get through the bullying that she's experienced. And it's a really, really, really beautiful graphic novel. And I think it's wonderful for middle schoolers who are going through that phase of not knowing where they fit in.
It's interesting in her style, the artistic style, where the buildings and some of the backgrounds are incredibly detailed and beautiful, whereas the people are a little more abstract.
Yeah. So I think they do that because it allows the reader to kind of put themselves onto the character.
Yeah.
So a lot of readers can approach us and say, oh, this is me in this story. And I think it makes it really accessible to readers that way.
It's beautifully illustrated in a gorgeous book. It's called Jane, the Fox, and Me.
So the next book is my favorite teen novel that I read last year.
All right.
It is called Maggot Moon by Sally Gardner.
There you go.
And it actually won the Carnegie Medal in the UK, which is the UK equivalent of our Newbery Award. And this is, I think it's kind of inheriting the mantle of 1984 and The Handmaid's Tale. It's gripping, it's frightening, it's totally scary and absolutely wonderful. It's about a boy who has dyslexia and doesn't really fit in, and his grandfather is hiding secrets in the basement. And when the Standish, who's the main character at school, he stands up for a boy that's being bullied, and it gets him targeted by the motherland, who calls those who are unwanted. There are just amazing aspects to this novel, and I don't want to go into it anymore, but I highly recommend it.
Sally Gardner is the author, and the title, which I challenge you to forget, Maggot Moon. It's very cool.
So good.
Published by Candlewick Press.
And okay. Great for adults as well as for kids. And the last one that I brought is one that I know Susanna talked about last week, but I have to agree with her in that I think it is the strongest middle grade novel of this year. It's The Time Fetch by Amy Herrick. When the days start getting shorter around the winter solstice, what would happen if time actually went missing? In this book, four unlikely friends have to band together to kind of save time in the end of the world. There's this great, great elements of mythology meets science. It's like the strange magic of the peculiar meets the dimensional characters of Rebecca Stead.
All right. Very cool. Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about this book. So it is called The Time Fetch, and it's by Amy Herrick. And I think I read this last week, but as small as a stone, as bright as an ember, the key to a world between dimensions. That's cool. It's The Time Fetch. Do you have adult books as well for us?
Yeah, I actually have two that I'm going to talk about. One is You're All Just Jealous of My Jetpack by Tom Gauld. Tom Gall does a syndicated comic strip for the Guardian newspaper.
Yep.
And his comics combine sort of literary jokes and jokes about science and tropes. And this book is perfect for English majors, people who are in love with literature, and it's absolutely hysterical.
And this is you're all just jealous of my jetpack. So it's a novel?
It's actually a collection of strips. So
okay.
It doesn't
all
have
right.
an overarching story, but each one is absolutely hysterical and really, really smart.
Okay. You're All Just Jealous of My Jetpack by Tom Gauld. Finally, what do we have?
The Property by Rutu Modan. She's an Eisner Award-winning author of Exit Wounds. And this is a graphic novel about an Israeli girl who takes her grandmother to Poland to recover the property that was lost during the war. All the family members are hiding secrets. No one really knows what's going on. And it's kind of up to her to figure out what's going on with her grandmother's life and to also figure out her own life. There's a little bit of romance involved, both for the elderly generation and the young generation. And it's just a beautiful look at the relationships of family and the way the war has still affected people today.
Is it getting more and more challenging to know where to put books like that, whether they go into a graphic section, or they go into a children's section, or they go into an adult section? I guess the same question would be apropos for YA. You look like the new Matthew Quick book. You know, I guess it's toward teen audiences, but it's quite adult.
It can be very difficult. I just encourage people to go to sections that they haven't gone to, or to talk to booksellers, because Maggot Moon is one that I would shelve in an adult section as well as a YA section, because it's more likely that someone else is going to discover it. Something like The Property, I actually really want my grandmother's Hadassah Book Club to read, because I think it's something that people who read very literary fiction will enjoy. But they might not be willing to go into the graphic novel section.
Right.
So I really think that talking to people and telling booksellers, especially about your interests, is the best way of finding a book that fits you, especially one that you may never have thought to read.
All good stuff. For more information on the list that Marika has shared with us this morning, you can go to northshire.com. That's their website for both stores, both in Manchester Center, Vermont, and Saratoga Springs, New York. They're right on Broadway in Saratoga now. It is, again, you can go to their website, northshire.com. And anything else, any cool events coming up? You mentioned the one, Joe Bruschak. And then we have
Louise Penny. How the Light Gets In, which is on September 18th, which is a Wednesday at 7 p.m. And she's an absolutely amazing mystery writer, and we are really lucky to have her.
That's cool. And that happens on the 18th. And then all kinds of other good stuff coming up at the store throughout the month and the fall.
Yes.
All good stuff. Again, northshire.com. Marika Makula, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. A pleasure. And be well at the new store.
Thank you.
We'll come visit you soon. Again, you can find out a full list as well on our website, wamc.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.